seeing is believing. Your eyes receive all you become. Therefore, it is imperative to have good eyes, or to see well, or to look at good things. Once anything or everything takes entrance into you through your eyes, you are helpless. You are helpless to gate the consequences. Darkness finds its way into your body through your eyes and your ears. And quarantine is almost impossible once things become resident. The reason you do not believe in God is because you are full of darkness, or many dark things have found a way into you. And it is easier than you think. You can become full of darkness passively just by looking or leaving your eyes open. You don't have to do much to become an unbeliever. You just have to be current with your times. For the days itself in themselves are evil. You can easily forsake God by watching your world. But once you begin to behold the light of life, you begin to clearly see God. For the Bible says, "Blessed is the pure in heart, those who keep a check on their eyes. For they will see God." Seeing is believing, depending on what or where you have opened your eyes. If you open your eyes in darkness, you will definitely be filled with darkness and disbelief. If you open your eyes, however, in light, you will clearly see the glory of God in the face of Jesus. Ephesians 5 and 14 says, "For light makes everything visible. Darkness conceals light, and so if you're opened to darkness, truth will elude you." Instead of flooding your heart with darkness that comes through your eyes, receive the enlightenment of the flood of the truth through the face of Jesus. The God of this world has blinded the eyes of the people of this world with darkness, so that they will not see light in the glory of God. For darkness covers the earth, therefore gross darkness has covered the people of the earth. Isaiah 60 verse 2 and 3. "But arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of God arises within you." Isaiah 60 verse 1 and 4. The eye is a lamp of the body, the Bible says. If your eyes are bad, your whole body will be filled with darkness. But if your eyes are good, your whole body will be filled with light. Light and darkness are the true human differentiators. To a people who once sat in darkness, like the general state of all of us, a great light has dawned. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 16 says, "Seeing is believing, depending on the environment you are doing your looking at." What really makes one good and the other bad are not deeds, efforts, or desires. What makes one good is light and the other bad is darkness. Where you live or reside determines where you belong. For no man is good, because darkness covers the earth. Indeed, no man is good. Good or bad is a function of the spiritual environment you belong. You don't know what you do. You do what your times allow, or the space you're given. Judas could do some good, but he still lived in darkness. There is a light with more intensity than that of the sun. This is a light that searches you to where your bones meet your marrows, to where your soul meets your spirit. Nothing in all of creation is hidden or disguisable in this kind of ray of light of whom we are talking about. This is the kind of light that found Saul on the way to Damascus. Matthew 6, 22 and 23. "If your eyes are really good, then your body will be full of light, because light is good. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness." This is really the true human evaluator. Your world makes a mock out of you. This is why God has or can be categorical in saying all men have sinned and come short of his glory, or that there is none that is righteous, no, not one. If the light within you is darkness, in other words, if what gets into you through what gets at you through your eyes is darkness, how great is this darkness? That's an exclamation mark, meaning a statement of intent. How great can darkness be if what we are is because of what we see, and what we see is terrible? Or isn't it obvious that we have great darkness over our world because of the evidence of all we see? Our world is covered in darkness. Aren't we doomed by our environmental rulers? John chapter 3 and verse 19 then puts the verdict in this statement. Light came into the world, but men loved darkness, the darkness of their world, instead of the light, because their deeds were dark, or their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light, for the fear that his deeds will be exposed. Verse 21. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen clearly or plainly that what he has done has really been done by God. Because light holds details. Light holds our true detail. Truth and identity is exposed in light. Everything is exposed or made visible by light, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 14 says. There is much more to see and believe about everything, least to say yourself, if you come into the light. And Jesus said, I am the light of the life. Anyone who comes to me will cease to walk in darkness like the rest, for he will see this world's light. If seeing is believing, we need to first clear the air before we open our eyes. This is why God commanded light to shine out of darkness, because before that, if anyone opened his eyes, like in Genesis 1 and 2, all you see is the earth being void and empty. Darkness and gross darkness covers the earth, just as our lives really are today, under the world of darkness. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 downwards says, And if our gospel is hidden or veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. Kind of heavy, isn't it? For darkness draws you close until it envelopes you and gradually swallows you into itself. This is why people who don't come to Christ perish. What you see is trying to steal you. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as his servants. For God, who said, Let light shine out of darkness, knowing the global, exact, and actual state of our world, made his light shine in our heart to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. Open your eyes before you believe in seeing. Before seeing is believing. You need to look harder. You need to ask God to open your eyes and give you an open heart. Your eye is the door to your soul. You are full of what you see. Understanding God and life really comes from how clearly you see. In fact, they call it the eye of your understanding. But Proverbs said, eyes that see and ears that hear, they really do come from the Lord. Amen.